One published estimate says there was a disaster somewhere in the world on average every 2 weeks between 1900 and 1986. The U.S. has had its share, but most have occurred in the developing world. And NPR's Jo Anselberner talked to international disaster experts about how to handle situations like the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Ron Waldman of Columbia University was the World Health Organization's disaster relief coordinator in Indonesia after last December's tsunami. He followed the Katrina relief effort through the media. He's reluctant to criticize, but he was struck by how little attention was paid to lessons learned overseas. He's seen high illness and death rates in large, poorly supplied camps in northern Iraq, in Goma, in Macedonia. It's a basic principle of resettlement. Try to avoid putting large numbers of people together for any length of time. With Katrina, he saw thousands of people crowded into the New Orleans Superdome.
One of the worst places for people to be in the wake of a disaster is a large stadium-like environment. At best, they should be used as way stations while people are being processed or sent to smaller evacuation sites.
Looking forward, something he's seen in Goma and Indonesia and the other places he's been is the importance of paying attention to the local social structure.
Keeping families together, keeping even villages together, or in the case of New Orleans, neighborhoods together, is a really, really important activity if one wants to make sure that recovery is going to be as quick as possible.
That will reduce stress, but what about mental illness? Psychologist Tom Borneman is director of the Carter Center for Mental Health in Atlanta. He's worked in Southeast Asia and in Cuban and Russian evacuations and in Florida after Hurricane Andrew. Borneman predicts a small proportion of people will get post-traumatic stress disorder, and Katrina will likely have an effect on the incidence of depression.
It will likely go up, probably not dramatically up, but it will go up some. I think you'll have what we used to call a reactive depression. It's something in reaction to a clear precipitating event in the environment. But most of those folks will get better over time.
The vulnerable, children, older adults, people with pre-existing mental disorders, rescue workers, will need special attention. Still, he and others with experience in disaster relief say it's important not to over-medicalize the response to trauma. Psychologist Neil Boothby of Columbia University works mostly in war situations. He says mobile trauma clinics used after 9/11 in New York City didn't make a difference.
People should feel sad after this stuff. Sadness is not a bad thing. Now, if it lingers and immobilizes people, then it is a negative thing, a bad thing. But people have got to be given the time to go through the normal human reactions and feelings. It would be appropriate to have nightmares for a while.
He says what's important is rebuilding the social structure.
Healing will take place as they begin to be able to help themselves and help others. I mean, the helping the others is the part. That's how you start putting communities back together.
In Indonesia, in Aceh, the aid group Oxfam deliberately hired local people instead of using foreign volunteers to construct its refugee camps, giving the locals a sense of purpose and a chance to make money to support themselves. Jo Anselberner, NPR News.